flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My buddy G, longtime diehard Browns fan, sends me this. The only time this football team is boring is on Sundays.
Oh, that G.
Golly. Okay.
Sounds like a guy that took some pucks to the head.
Daryl's all fired up there and blaming the front office for this entire situation. Hard not to, Andy. You know, they did not build on a playoff team that won 11 games. In fact, it went terribly south. And the experiment with Deshaun Watson clearly hasn't worked. In chatting with Dano here in breaks, he has said, if you trade Myles Garrett, there's going to be huge cap implications. And I'll readily admit, I'm not your cap guy. But if you're trying to do something with Deshaun Watson, and now you get a cap issue with Myles Garrett thrown in on it, Andy, oh my goodness, are you in trouble?
Wouldn't
you think?
Yes. It's hard for me not to sit here and just go, look, again, this whole day is about Miles saying he doesn't want to be here. That's all there is to it. Like, I'm not getting emotional. I've requested to be traded from the Browns. Okay, what are you going to do about it?
And the Browns say they're not going to.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it, Browns? Okay, oh, you're not going to trade him? No, all right, let's see what
you happens. Said this, I said this, Dan said this, we all know this. Of course, that's what the Browns are going to say. Because, as you said, Andy, well, you have to try and do all you can to retain value there, and they're going to say that. Do you think they believe that?
No. I think he's gone. They figured out a way to get rid of Baker Mayfield and trade him. They're going to figure out a way to trade Myles Garrett if they need to. If somebody walks up to them and says, here's 3 first-round picks, let's just end your misery, they'll do it. I don't know why they wouldn't. I would. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
3 first-round picks. Yeah. Done. Thanks.
I would.
Give you a chance to make up for the bigger mistake.
True. And this team right now needs a lot more than a phenomenal but disgruntled defensive end. Would you agree with that?
And not hostages. Big fan of team ever.
I love the guy. I love his attitude. I love his play. I love Myles Garrett on this team. But if he wants to be traded, I view it as an opportunity. Now, Daryl can be absolutely on the money. Do you trust this front office to make, A, the right trade, B, the right picks, if you get picks in return? You can debate that till the cows come home. The answer might be yes. The answer might be no. All I know is, man, there is an opportunity here. If you think you must move on from him, if you think it's not a salvageable relationship, man, there's an opportunity here. There really is.
If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm figuring out a way. I mean, I know that they're saying
you're figuring again, out a way to what?
Trade him. See ya. I mean,
well, that's an easy thing to do.
Well, I mean, he just punched Andrew in the stomach, if not the face, when he dropped that one line in there. That's all it took. It was a direct shot at Andrew. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. End of story. Doesn't matter what he said after that, but it's always been to compete and win in a Super Bowl. That's fine. And I read you the whole quote. But that line doesn't make this premeditated statement any less hurtful to Andrew Berry. I mean, Berry, when he said it, it was just like, well, we want to make sure he's going to go to him. We want to make sure he stays here. And, you know, Andrew said what he was supposed to say. And then, you know, I don't know what else Andrew could have said after a 3-win season. What did you want? I mean, everyone's down about how horrible this season turned out to be. Everyone is. And then we thought, well, they're going to offer him an extension. And didn't Miles say there's something in the works? I guess this is what it was, right? Is this what was in the works that Miles was talking about? Him telling everyone, I don't want to be in Cleveland anymore? Again, I'm not mad at him. It's business. I understand that part of it.
With a well-timed, choreographed release of the statement.
Jeff, it came out at 11 on the money.
And everybody had the statement.
Yes, with his signature on it. So it was clearly, it was embargoed till 11 o'clock today.
Yeah.
So there, and because at 11:01, it popped up on everybody's website. So the 100% premeditated. Now, did Miles learn from Baker Mayfield about making a statement against the organization and saying, get me out of here? Different circumstances, but yet still they know how to put pressure on the front office to get out of here. And by the way, thank you, Miles, for doing this now. He could have waited and done this later, and then the Browns would really be in trouble. Now they have the opportunity to take his wishes and parlay that into the draft or parlay that into what they feel like their free agency needs are. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Let me just – I'm not delusional on this one. You never know what a team thinks about its own players. You know? You never know what a team thinks about its own players.
Ask those fans in Dallas today.
Well, that's – and you never know what – you know, if Miles may have done the Browns a great big favor because some team might just call Andrew Berry and say, hey, do you like fill in the blank? Do you like him?
Sure.
And, you know, maybe some team is tired of its quarterback. Maybe some team is tired of its star wide receiver. Who knows? That's why I'm looking at this and okay, Daryl's point's right on the money. It's valid. Do you trust this organization, this management group, to make the right moves? And then if they, you know, they get picks or whatever, to do it right. But there is a huge opportunity here, right now.
My only thing is they better walk away with something out of this. Yeah, if you're going to do it now with 2 years to go on the contract, boom, do it. Just, you got to turn the page at some point. If he doesn't want to be here, you must turn the page and get the most that you possibly can get. You've got a chance to reach, and I'm not trying to be Johnny Optimist here. I'm just saying it's business. Okay, you don't want to be here? Fine. Well, next man up. It's the same as playing the game. And maybe it's next men up. How many draft picks can you get? How many players can you get? You figure it out. That's where you are. And his value is high today. It's still high. And as long as Andrew keeps saying we're not trading him, his value is still going to stay high.
Stays high. Chuck's in Shaker. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I'm thinking, suppose the Browns do make a move and they trade him to somebody that's not a contender, like the Carolina Panthers or
right.
somebody like the Jaguars. What? Because, you know, none of these top teams have no first-round picks, you know.
At least ones that
good
you
ones.
Would really covet.
Yeah. It's a good point, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's what we're wondering, Chuck.
I mean, they might send him to a worse situation. I mean, you know, they say, okay, you want to be traded. Carolina's giving us 3 first rounds or somebody like that. And maybe, who knows, a kicker or something. And Miles end up down there.
The only issue there is, I can't see a rebuilding team giving up a ton for Miles. And I also, if Miles then is, you know, wants to win Super Bowls, would he go to that team and say the exact same thing? Hey, I don't want to be here. Which would make me think that before any team makes a deal with the Browns and even thinks about it, they'd say, yeah, hey, we'd like to talk to you about this. Can we contact Miles?
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, and they'd have to get the Browns' permission for that. Now, of course, they could call Miles' agent because you can call agents all day long. So it's almost the same thing, Chuck. But Chuck, your thoughts right on the money. Yeah. Because bad teams have the most to offer, right?
There you go. Yep. Yeah.
At least in draft capital. Chuck, thank you very much. Player capital, maybe not so much.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe. Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Fellas, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Okay, big news today.
So, yeah, of course. So, you know, I was listening, you know, to you guys talk about that quote from, you know, Miles, basically the shot to Andrew Berry. And I do understand it, right? So,
yeah,
you know, it obviously looks like a selfish move from Miles' point right now, right? But let's look at the bigger picture. At least he's giving us the option to make a couple moves, one big move to get some capital back for him, right?
Yep.
Think about all the days with LeBron when he would leave in free agency and how struck we were when we had to sit there and try to rebuild and not have any capital back to do so, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you see it from both sides. So, yeah, it is frustrating. ESPN ran a poll, and I thought it was very interesting. It was about, from a fan perspective, do we blame the Browns organization or do we blame Miles? It was 94% favoring the Browns for making these mistakes happen to us along the way. And if you look at it, I get why people are frustrated. Barry shouldn't even be managing this team anymore, right? And if we're that frustrated as fans, think of how it is from a player. Yeah, Miles wants to win, but he doesn't also want to be the next Joe Thomas of the Browns, right? So loyalty, yeah, that's always a big part of things. And yeah, he's invested with the Cavs and all that stuff. It doesn't mean that Miles still won't be a part of Cleveland's culture and community when he leaves, because I feel like he's a stand-up guy and he probably still would be. So let's not fault him, the man, because I think Miles is a good guy. Yeah, the Browns put up with a ton in his past, the car accident, all just the weird stuff, right? But at the end of the day, he's still trying to help us by doing it now. And, you know, he knows he's worth a lot, right? The guy wants to win a ring. Let him go win a ring. I mean, how long do we have to hold on to players as fans and, you know, expect them when we draft them number one that they have to be here for the long haul? That's not realistic.
His deal is still for 2 more years. I mean, do we expect him to fulfill his contract? So. I've said the same things you have, and I don't disagree with what you're saying, and it's a business standpoint. So, you know, it is, that's why I just think as a fan, we've gone through this so many times as Cleveland sports fans. I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, Miles doesn't want to be here. turn the page. He's probably the you know, they have more value for him than any other player on this team, maybe the most value of any player in Northeast Ohio, to bring back some picks and get something done and move forward to the future. But if Miles doesn't want to be here, it's time to go.
I agree with you. Yeah. It's like a gut punch, but it's like we got to turn the page, you know? Yep. It's like anything else in life, next day you get up and you got to put your best foot forward. You guys have a great day.
Good job. Thank you.
Always a pleasure talking to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate the phone call.
Good phone call.
I don't like this situation, but, man, I think it's a huge opportunity. I really do. Richie's in Cleveland. Richie.
Andy, Jeff.
My man.
How you guys doing there?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Well, it's another brutal day for Cleveland Browns fans, but, I suppose we're used to it by now, you know? And I think Darryl's 100% right on the money. He ought to have a nickname called Darryl the Truth Rider, because he speaks the truth. And brutally honest, you know? And if they got to get rid of Miles, they might as well get rid of, Denzel and all the other high-paid star players. They're going to have to rebuild it from the ground up. And the next 2 years are really going to be rough, man. I mean, you could even make the argument that the next 2 years are going to be throwaway years, but I don't think there's a whole lot, you know, you're going to be able to do about it. And I'm just glad we got the Ohio State Buckeyes, and I savored that championship. And my advice to any long-suffering fan that's jonesing to root for winning football in Cleveland, just root for Ohio State, man. There's no sense beating yourself up. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, Columbus is close enough to Cleveland. And
all right, Richie, thank you very much. You can hop on 71 and go watch some football.
There you go.
With new coordinators.
Just make sure you stop in Columbus and don't keep going down to almost Kentucky.
You don't need Chip Kelly.
We didn't get to talk Jim about Knowles. That today.
No. Our show got hijacked, Andy. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.